introduced a number of gimmicks early on, such as having rounds where a certain word could not be used, or having me appeal to the studio audience for the final decision on a challenge. Both these innovations had their drawbacks and were eventually dropped, although the practice of appealing to the audience did last for a number of years. As time went by, the series evolved and developed, and I was always alert to any adjustments I might make in my interpretation of the basic rules if they would advance the show and keep it funny and entertaining. At the same time, those who played the game regularly became sharper and more inventive in their delivery and challenges. The first producer of the program, David Hatch, made adjustments to try and improve the show, and for the second series, in 1968, he experimented with a format which included only three players and the chairman. The players were Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, and Geraldine Jones. We had the other inhibiting factors I have already mentioned, but also for three special shows he experimented even further by having each of the three players take over the chairmanship for a week, and I went on the panel. The most bizarre of these three special weeks was when Kenneth Williams was in the chair. It was very funny on occasions, but utterly undisciplined. Basically, Kenneth was lost and confused and relied on Ian Messiter sitting next to him to help with decisions, the score